Hello, this is Todd Erickson. I'm a news and features writer with SearchStorage.com. Today I'm talking with Arun Taneja, founder and consulting analyst with the Taneja Group, a storage industry research and consulting firm. We're discussing techniques and technologies that reduce your capacity footprint and increase storage utilization. Welcome, Arun.
Thank you, Todd. Good to be here.
So let's talk about ways to reduce an organization's capacity footprint. What are some of the most popular techniques administrators use to reduce the amount of stored data in their environments?
Well, Todd, there's been all kinds of tried and true solutions over the years. Probably the most popular one has been when something is not needed, you used to delete those set of files. Obviously, that has become more and more difficult, particularly in this day and age of compliance and regulation. So a lot more automated and a lot more policy-based solutions have become available. I would probably put data deduplication at the very top of that list. There's obviously other techniques like compression that have been popular for some period of time and increasingly popular in conjunction with data deduplication.
And are these technologies standard on most storage management solutions today?
Well, they're certainly becoming standard. I would start with compression first. It is most popularly included in devices or software like backup software. So when you're doing backup, when the data comes into the backup software device, it is actually compressed and then put on tape. Many of the tape drives have built-in compression capabilities, so the backup software can send the information in an uncompressed format all the way up to the tape drive, and then the tape drive will squeeze it down. Data deduplication is relatively new, and that is just become popular in the last 4 or 5 years. And data deduplication is a very different concept, most applicable to backup type of information, where you're doing a lot of full backups from week to week, and there's a lot of commonality between week one and week two's backup, and it squeezes all that kind of stuff out. In the grand scheme of things, I would say that data deduplication is still, on a percentage basis, perhaps, covered 10% of the overall data that exists in the marketplace, if that.
What about thin provisioning?
Thin provisioning is a relatively new concept that is extremely powerful. I would say that a good majority of the storage vendors today have included that in their storage arrays. But it's new companies like 3PAR Data and Compellent and several others that actually kind of brought the concept to bear. And fundamentally, what it is that when you allocate a certain amount of storage in the traditional storage array systems, that amount of storage is basically taken out of the array. In other words, it's not available to any other application. So there was a huge amount of wastage. Thin provisioning basically means that the storage administrator can allocate whatever amount of storage he or she wants to the application, and only that amount that is actually written by the application will actually be taken away from the storage array. So it's an extremely efficient way of keeping the application happy, keeping the storage administrator happy, keeping the database administrator happy, and then also doing very, very good capacity optimization. It is now becoming a must-have in pretty much all IT operations of any decent size. All popular storage arrays from large companies like EMC, like Hitachi Data Systems, IBM, Sun, NetApp, etc., they all have a thin provisioning capability today.
What analytical tools are available for mapping, analyzing, and recovering storage capacity?
There's actually been quite a bit of progress in that area over the past 5, 6, 7 years. There are companies like TechTools, there's companies like Aptair, and there's a product from EMC that is called Wisdom. And many of these products actually came in from the data protection side in that they would provide you with information or visibility into what was happening in the data protection environment. Many of those kinds of tools have now started to extend themselves into the primary storage management side, and a lot of them have capabilities for not only analytics side, but also to then optimize the capacity.
Are there any techniques or tools on the horizon that could change how administrators manage and maximize storage capacity?
Practically all storage arrays come with some level of storage management software with it. Whether you're talking about EMC, Symmetrix, or Clarion, or whether you're talking about Hitachi Data Systems, Universal Systems, they all come with some type of storage management software. What I find changing now is that there are additional third-party tools that are becoming available. So give you an example, you know, Virtual Instruments has a product called Virtual Wisdom. IBM with their Total Storage Productivity Center. EMC has another software called Ionics Control Center. And Dell has similar capabilities. And I wouldn't necessarily say that they're all brand new, but they keep getting better at not only identifying where the storage optimization needs to happen, but also give you the ability to make the transfer or whatever action needs to be taken through a common console.
Thank you, Arun. That's a lot of great information. I appreciate you sharing your knowledge with us today.
No problem at all, Todd. Happy to do that.
And thank you for listening to this SearchStorage.com podcast. To find more podcasts, webcasts, and reports in the SearchStorage.com Storage Technology Research Library, go to searchstorage.bitpipe.com.